The journeys toward possible state championships continues tonight for the Carrollton Trojans and the Bowdoin Red Devils. This evening at Warren P. Sewell Field, Dwight Heistetler Stadium at Bowdoin, Red Devils play host to the Indians of Irwin County semifinal round Class A's Division II. Bowdoin's in search of a three-peat, back-to-back titles in 22 and 23. Tough assignment tonight versus Irwin County. They can lay claim to something that no other school in any classification in the state of Georgia can. They are in the semifinal round for a 12th straight year at Irwin County. Two strong, powerful offenses going at it in that matchup tonight. Over at Buford, the Wolves play host to the Carrollton Trojans, a battle of traditional powers here in the state. Carrollton in search of that elusive state title, looking for their first one since 1998. Buford looking for a 14th state championship since the turn of the century. The question going in, the biggest question mark tonight, Carrollton quarterback Julian Lewis, the Colorado signee Juju Lewis, a game-time decision for the Trojans at quarterback. You can hear the Carrollton Buford contest on KISS 102.7. Meanwhile, B92 Country is the home tonight for the Bowdoin-Irwin County contest. Our pregame coverage, all the activities get started on both of those stations this afternoon at 5 p.m. In the midst of the football playoffs, the GHSA hosting their game day cheerleading championships over the last couple of days. How about the girls from Harrelson County? They come home with the Class A state title and game day cheerleading competition. The Harrelson County squad a winner in Class A. Heard County, by the way, finished third. In Class 4A, Central the runner-up to Cedartown. Central finishing second in the game day cheerleading championships in Class 4A. And the ladies from Carrollton finished number 4 in the state in Class 6A in the competition that wrapped up yesterday down in Columbus. More congratulations on note here. West Georgia women's basketball team celebrating their first ever Division I road victory. Yesterday, knocking off the ladies of North Carolina Wilmington 70-66. That's four straight wins for the West Georgia women. They're now 4-3 on the season. Destiny Towns led the way with 15 points, 10 rebounds. The road trip continues, and hopefully the winning streak as well. West Georgia's ladies on the road Sunday to take on Western Carolina. The West Georgia men, by the way, looking for their first Division I win at home tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, hosting Tennessee Tech. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddock Sports, I'm Mike Paris.